We are the Joe and Alex Show. Happy Friday morning to you. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl, you're saying something awkward happened yesterday.
Well, yeah, it was just like a little off.
Okay.
A little weird.
I like weird stuff, especially when it doesn't happen to me. So what went down?
So I was getting out of my car yesterday, like right outside of my apartment. Like I parked right in front of my apartment and I saw a guy walking his dog. And anytime I see that, like in my head, I'm like, oh, so like
oh,
in my head, I was like,
doggy.
Oh, so I looked at the dog, whatever. And so I got out of the car and he was like walking him on the sidewalk, like kind of right in front of like where my apartment is. And I swear to you, like right where the entryway is, like go down the stairs to go like into the like apartment area.
Mm-hmm.
He literally stops in the middle of the sidewalk, bends down and just starts petting his dog and like smiling at and looking at me. Like, I don't know if he was like doing that so I could come over and like pet his dog. And I didn't because I'll never pet like a stranger's dog unless like I ask them. And I had like a lot of stuff in my hands too. And so I was like,
okay.
But when I saw the dog, I was like, oh, hi, baby. Because that's what I say every single time I see any sort of dog
mm-hmm.
or cat. And he just like sat there and was just like staring at me and like smiling, like petting his dog, just squatting down in the middle of the sidewalk for no reason at all. And I was like, that was kind of weird. Like right where the entryway is into my apartment. So like I had to walk like literally like right by him. And I was like, that's so weird. And then I turned around and I was checking to see if he was like picking up doo-doo. Wasn't picking up doo-doo. Wasn't like his dog wasn't sniffing anything or anything like that. Wasn't untangling the leash. Nothing like that. And I look around and then like once I like obviously passed him, he like got up and like continued to take his dog on a walk.
So you think maybe he just was trying
maybe
to let you,
like
your dog, like let you pass, then go?
No.
So you think he was like, what, trying to hit on you or
his
wanted to
dog
talk
had
to you?
Already passed. They had already passed.
Okay.
Like I could clearly walk through. So it's not like they were like, they could have kept walking and then like that. I have no idea why he would have stopped and like had the dog just sitting there like staring at me. And I saw the dog. And while I was driving, him walking it while I was parking, and it's not like I said, oh, like so like loudly he could see my face or he could hear me.
Mm-hmm.
I just glanced at it. I didn't say aw or didn't even like acknowledge the dog until I was like, oh, hi, baby.
Have you seen this guy before?
I don't think so.
So do you think there's something there?
I mean, no, I'm not interested at all.
Oh,
but in my head, I'm thinking like, is this guy like trying to like kind of like not hit on me.
He's not hitting on
but
you.
But leaving it open for me to like meet me.
No, I think he's just like being nice or creepy.
Well, how does he know I even like dogs?
How
like I felt
he doesn't
like,
know if you do or not.
I felt like he was using his dog there to get like a smooth like introduction.
Well, listen, if you want to talk to somebody, pets are always good. Alex is the only person, and she's off today on vacation. She's the only person that doesn't like animals, I think.
Every other person likes them.
And they'd be like,
weird.
It would be a good lead-in. For her, it would scare her away and disgust her. But for everybody else, it's like, hey, girl.
I think that's so weird. Unless, like, I get when you're like, oh my gosh, look at that dog. And then the owner stops. But this was a guy like my age, literally didn't even acknowledge the dog, had like my backpack on, purse on, like ready to go into my apartment, and he randomly just like sits down. I just didn't get it. I thought maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just like full of myself and I think everyone's trying to hit on me.
Well, I mean, hey, nothing wrong with that. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Do you think Liv was being hit on or just kind of this guy was trying to have a conversation with her or is she kind of like, you know, looking too
cuckoo.
Much into this one? Yeah, definitely cuckoo is what I'm going with. At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Let us know.
Coming up next in the garbage, Kathy Lee Gifford had an emotional goodbye. Jussie Smollett can literally not stop getting in trouble. And this celeb was attacked.